Hey mamas, this is Playfully Faithful Parenting, and I'm your host, Joy Wendling. I'm a seminary grad and children's and family minister turned stay-at-home mom to my 5 girls. Spiritual parenting is my calling, and it's my passion to help other mamas disciple their kids using the power of play and their own authentic daily walk with Christ. If you're a mama who wants to introduce your kids to Jesus and watch as the Holy Spirit transforms their lives, this is the place for you. I'm so glad you're here. So let's dive in and see how we can partner with God today. Hello, mamas, and welcome to Playfully Faithful Parenting. And it is our 3rd episode in the Advent series. And we are digging into the new love, teach, play, discipleship approach that God has given me. And I'm just so thrilled at the way He is already working through this and refining it. And so I would love your feedback on these episodes. So please email me, send me a message on Instagram or Facebook, and tell me what you think about this approach. Is this helpful for you? Are you seeing the connection between love, teach, play, and Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 through 9, and how it is all about starting with us loving the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength, and then committing ourselves wholeheartedly to His word and to Him and to following what He has called us to do. And then from that, we teach our kids His word. But we can't teach His word if we are not in it. And then we teach the kids, our kids, His word through play, because that is the way God has designed them. And scripture says that when we are at home, when we're on the road, when we're putting them to bed, when we are getting up, all of those times that we are supposed to be teaching our kids about God. And the best way we can do that is through play. So is this connecting with you, mamas? You, mama, right now, I want you to just take a moment and reflect on the last 2 episodes. You can listen to this episode and then reflect on these 3 episodes. And I want you to tell me, is this connecting with your heart? Is this connecting you with God, and then you with your kids, and then your kids to God? Please, I want to serve you. I want you to be growing in faith so that it overflows into your motherhood. So I value your feedback. So, mamas, okay, let's dig in to Luke. We're still in chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 39 through 56. And then next Monday, we will finish up Luke 1, I think. Or maybe we have 2 more. We'll see. All right, so today we are reading about Mary visiting Elizabeth, and then the Magnificat, which is Mary's song of praise. And I've heard several people talking about this part of scripture this year and just different ways. And so as I listened to the Holy Spirit, as I was reading this today, there were 2 things that stood out to me. And I think it's important that we read scripture for ourselves first and then for our kids. So I will pull out things. The Holy Spirit will speak to me things that He wants me to glean just for me. Then the Holy Spirit points out things that are for you. And then he also points out things that are for my kids. And so I kind of have three sets of ears, and I go back and I read it and I reread it, and I pray for you, and I pray for my kids, and I pray for myself. And so not everything I learn, I share with you, because there are some things that God speaks to me for me. And then there are some things that I love to share with you because they are the Holy Spirit's message for you, I believe. And then I get to share with you the things that the Holy Spirit is teaching me for my kids as well, so that maybe those things are for your kids. But what I get from this is not necessarily what you need to be grabbing from it and teaching to your kids. So I encourage you to go back to the Word. So we're starting with Mary visiting Elizabeth. And this is one of my favorite stories in Scripture. As someone who advocates for children's faith, because in verse 41, it says, at the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. God is capable of speaking to even the youngest child. This child is not even born yet, and he recognizes Jesus. How amazing is that? John the Baptist is not even born yet, and the presence of the unborn Jesus sparks joy within him. Later, Elizabeth says that to Mary, that your child is blessed. When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. John the Baptist, through two bellies, recognized Jesus and felt joy and moved because of that joy. That is what God makes capable for our children. We do not need to be a certain age to recognize Jesus. And so that is something that I don't necessarily think we need to be teaching directly to our kids, but that is a concept that the Holy Spirit wants us, you, as a mom, to know and to live into in your motherhood. Like, that is not something that we need to go and tell our kids explicitly, but it should direct our discipleship of our children, believing they are capable of recognizing Jesus and responding. Okay. So then we go on, and it's Mary's song of praise. And what I love is Mary has said yes. She's made this big yes commitment, right, to God to carry Jesus. I mean, there's a lot going on with that. And yet this whole response, Elizabeth says to her, you are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he says. And so this whole response, Mary's response to that, not is, yes, I'm so good. I'm so humble. I'm so holy. I'm such a great Christian or follower of God. I'm this, I'm that. No. Her whole response is, God, you are good. You are holy. You have done great things for me. You show mercy. You do tremendous things. You brought down princes. You filled the hungry with good things. You sent the rich away. You helped. You remembered your promise. It's all about God. And so that is something that I do think I want to teach my kids this week. So for me, my love, for me personally, is one, belief is blessing. Just believing that God will do what he says he will do is a blessing. And then God is capable of speaking to even the littlest ones. And finally, it doesn't matter what I do. It's not about me. It is about God. And that is what I want to teach my kids this week, is in this Christmas story, it's not about what gifts we give to others, what toys we donate, what kindness we show. It's not about what we do or even what we do for God or with God. It's about what God is doing and has done. And so that is what I want to teach my kids. So I thought of two ideas. One is, this is a game that I've played with my kids before, and we go in the bathroom, and our bathroom, one of our bathrooms, doesn't have any windows. So we go in there and we turn off all the lights, and it's so dark, and we make silly faces at the mirror. But here's the thing, we can't see what we are doing. And then I turn on a flashlight, and because of the flashlight, we are then able to see what we are doing and what each other are doing and make each other laugh. But it is only because of the source of the light. The mirror, even though that's how we see, is not the one that causes it. It is the light. And so just using that as a reminder that God is our source of light. And it's not about what we do and the silly faces we make, because if it wasn't for God and his light, none of that would matter. And the second game is, and this does not need to be formal or fancy. This one is just I spy God. I just thought John the Baptist could respond, could see Jesus, recognize Jesus, and respond. I want my kids to recognize Jesus, especially in this season, and respond with joy. And so I spy. So my kid comes home, and my oldest made the fourth grade choir. Only a handful of kids get to do this. And then they go and they perform in this regional choir. She practices for a couple months at her school with a handful of other students. And then fourth graders from the whole region all meet up and practice a couple times together and then perform this concert for the families. And so she's so excited. So when she's so excited, you know, she's looking at herself, what she has done in her music class to earn this class, right? This choir special group. And yes, I am so proud of her. But what if I responded with, where do you spy God? I spy something God has done in you. Do you know what it is? So playing, I spy God has done something for you. And it's based off of this verse 49, which is from Mary's Song of Praise. And she says, for the mighty one is holy, and he has done great things for me. So what if for the next few days, next week, when our kids tell us something exciting, or when something good happens to us, we respond with, I spy that God has done great things for you. What might that be? How simple is that? It takes no preparation. It can happen at home, on the road, when you're getting ready for bed, when you're waking up. I mean, the opportunities for spying God and the great things he has done for us and our families are endless, especially this time of year. And so it helps us to turn on that. And when we see him and we teach our kids to see him and the great things he has done for us, then we see him more readily. We recognize him more easily. Mama, I spy that God has done great things for you. What might that be? So this week, I want to encourage you to get in God's word and learn something new about the triune God. Love him for yourself. Then from that, from the overflow of that, what do you want to teach your kids? Then how can you playfully do that? This week, I think I really want to play I Spy God. Finally, repeat. Let's repeat God's words in our home over and over. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. That's what I'm going to be repeating at my home. What about you? Mamas, be blessed. This doesn't have to take a long time. You don't need to pull out all the journals and the highlighters and the Bible dictionaries and commentaries and all of that kind of stuff. It can take 5 minutes of you sitting in the Word, asking God to speak to you, for you, and then for your kids. It's simple. It can be while you're going on a walk. It can be while you're in the pickup line at school. It can be when you're walking around the grocery store, listening to God's word. It can be while you're playing, drinking a great cup of tea, and just enjoying his presence. But this week, I want you to love, teach, and play. And on behalf of God, thank you for loving his kids and playing with them. Bye now, mamas. Hey, mamas, I want to remind you, we are having a virtual Christmas party on Zoom on December 19th. It's super easy to get an invite. All you have to do is leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcast and then send me a screenshot of that. So easy. It's going to be really fun. And I'm giving away tons of prizes, including free coaching. You don't want to miss this party. So please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, send me a screenshot, and I will invite you to this party. It's going to be so much fun. Have a great day, mamas. Well, mamas, that's it for today. Thanks for joining me on Playfully Faithful Parenting. I'd love to keep the conversation going over on the socials. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you felt encouraged or equipped by today's show, do me a favor and leave a review. I can't wait to hear your story. Till next week, keep playing and pointing those littles to Christ.